Okay, let's get started with Nida Daf Nun Gimel, and we are on Nun Beis Mabeis. We'll start with the right after the Mishnah, and again, just to remind everyone about the special events coming up towards the end, January 2nd, Bad Hashem, there'll be Thursday night in the Yungizel of West Hempstead. There'll be a shear slash siyum for all of our listeners, past and future. That'll be 8 o'clock Meirev at the Yungizel of West Hempstead. And then on January 5th, where Brachas Dav Beis, the OU is running two special programs, one in the Yungizel of Lawrence Cedarhurst, in Sunday morning, and one in Teaneck. Rabbi Elephant and Rabbi Kahn will be speaking in Lawrence Cedarhurst, and I will be speaking with Rav Schechter in Teaneck at the Romer Shul on Sunday morning. So whoever would like to join us, please feel free. And again, there's also if one wants to RSVP, so the OU has a general idea of who's coming, RSVP at go.alldaf.org. / January 5th. Okay, if anybody wants to join us, we'd love to see everyone, to be mechazik each other, not only for the siyum, but for the haschala. Okay, let us, and again, the Thursday night one, January 9th, back here in Beit Shemesh, please RSVP to rosner.dafyomi@gmail.com, so we could also plan on that for a dinner, siyum / shir. For the families as well. Okay, let us continue Nun Beis Amud Beis with the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, and the Gemara really, the Mishnah had said that if somebody sees a kesem, haro a kesem, we'll read the Mishnah again, hare zu mikul keles. If a woman sees a kesem, a stain, then she's somewhat messed up because she doesn't know when the re'iyah started. If the stain is the beginning of a re'iyah, she doesn't know when it started. Did it start, you remember, on a daraisa level? You may need to, you may ziva. She doesn't know exactly how to start counting, and therefore she is confused. Mikul keles. V'choshem, we had a detailed discussion of all of the confusion earlier in the Masechta, where we had one Amud where we spoke about all the different possibilities if a woman shows up and she doesn't remember exactly when she had a Re'iyah, so we had many different possibilities when she is allowed to be with her husband, V'chulu. Tomorrow's daf will also have something similar, not exactly, but similar. But the Mishnah says, Choshesh es bishem zov, but she also has to be Choshesh for Ziva. In what case? In what case? Rashi explains, as the Gemara is going to explain also, if she is found a stain that is three grisim, so at least three grisim the size, so we know a grisva ode is the shear for a kesem, that we have to be worried. Less than that, we assume is just a bug, some type of louse, but a grisva ode, so that is something that we have to be choshish for. So if she finds a stain which has three, so maybe she had one gris stain each day, and therefore she is a zava gadola, and that is would put her in a certain state. So choshesh bishem zov, divrei Meir says we have to be worried about that if she found that. And the Chachamim say, no, one does not have to be worried about that in this regard. And again, the Gemara will explain what exactly is the machlokas. So says the Gemara, man Chachamim, who are the Chachamim who are more makel, that say that one doesn't have to have be worried about ziva when it comes to ksamim? Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonusi, Tatanya Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, ksamim ein by mishim zov. Generally, often ksamim does not. You don't have to worry bichoshesh that the woman is a zava gedola if it's just based on ksamim without a re'iyah. Upa'amim shaksamim mevila de ziva, but sometimes yes. Sometimes Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus also says that she has to. Ketzat. So what are the cases? So lav shagimol chalukos habedukos la. If a woman wears three garments in a row that had been baduk, that they were clean before she put them on. Umatza aleim kesem, and then she finds a kesem of a gris on each one. So each one of these could be from a different day, and therefore she might have to be. She has to be worried. Oh, sharasa beziyamim, or she had an actual re'iyah for 2 days. That would only make her a zava ketana. But v'chalag echad, so she had 3 days. 2 days of her ea and 1 day of stain. Hein hein aksamim amivim de ziva. So that is a situation where she has to be choshesh that she is a zava gedola. So the Gemara says, just one moment, hashta shalosha chalukos. In a case of where three different stains, the la migufa kachaz yachashinon. If her choshesh is for three stains, then beiz yamim v'chalak echad mibayi, then surely, if it's two re'iyos, which is more chamor, two Riyos, which we know came from Hur, and only one, so then is there Shaila? Of course, in that case. So what is the Chiddush of that case? So Ma'u Detema Kol Ki Agavna Meviya Karban V'Nechal. You might have thought that in that case, it's so clear that you would even bring a karban and she would even bring a karban for her ziva. As we know, she's mechusrei kippurim. And she would have, they would even be able to eat the karban, the chatos, right? The kohanim, kamash malan. We say, no, it is not a vadai. And what's the kamash malan? The Mishnah Gemara doesn't say explicitly. Kamash malan, that we know at least she doesn't bring a karban and eat it. But the kamash malan, what's beyond that? So you might think that kamash malan, she brings the carbon, it doesn't eat it. That's one step down. That's the kamash malan, that's what we would have thought. Look at Rashi. Right, this is, why does it say, beiz yam chalak echad, what's the chiddush? Lash meinon, dahashta nami chshasha ba'almahi, umiviya carbon veidon nechal. Rashi says that's what you go one step down. She has obligated to bring the karban because she is a safek zava gedola, but einon echal, she does not eat it. Teshem alami gufahavye, right? Hakasem shlishi, right? Maybe it's not. And then Rashi adds umalika. Maybe it's not migufa umalikas chula nevela. And then if she didn't have to bring the karban, then the bird is chulin, and if you do malika to a chulin bird, so then that's an avela and you can't eat it. The lo ashmeinon havamina haraya raglayim ladavar tevadei zavahi. Because without this line, I would have thought, just like three flows is a zavagadola, maybe two flows and a kasem is also a zavagadola, and she would bring the animal, you bring the bird and eat it. Kamash malan, she does not. Interestingly, the Rashi is only worried about the eating of it. What about the havas chulin bazara? Rashi doesn't focus on that aspect. The Rambam in Mechusrei Kippurim focuses on that part of the Chiddush. But Rashi doesn't focus. Rashi focuses just more on the eating part of it. Some Rishonim wonder about that element. The Ramban here says maybe there could be a different girsa. Because again, the Gemara just says kamash malan. So kamash malan, as we said, you could have read as kamash malan, it's not nechal, but you could also read kamash malan, you don't bring a karban. Also could have been understood like that. If you look in the Ramban, right here, Malat Yevachol Giyavna Meviya Karban Nechal Kamash Malan. Nearly she'ein lefarish kamash malan de'ino nechal avem Meviya Karban. Kemosha kasfu rabim. Don't explain it like many other Rishonim did. Why? Taksamim derabanan heim. Because as we know, the world of Ksamim is Durabanan. Right, we're going to have, at Hashem, in a couple of days, on Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis. The Nun Ches Amid Beis is the, sorry, Nun Zayin Beis. Nun Zayin Amid Beis, that's the Perek Haroe Kesem. We're going to get into the world of Ksamim. So, the Gemara is going to talk about the Shita Shmuel, Nun Zayin Amid Beis, Batka Karka Olam V'yashva Leo Matzadam Aleha Tahora, Shademar Bivsara Achetarkish Bivsara. On a Daraisa level, you need a Hargasha. So Ksamim is a created world by the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, fine, and we've had that a number of times already, and we know that. So is that enough to create a situation of Karban? Says the Ramban, no. Ksamim are the Rabbanan. Ve'afilu biyadua shemigufa chazi. And even if we know for sure that it came from her body, Tvar Torah, Tahora, ve'einim evia lo lidei ziva v'lo lidei nida, kidisa l'kam perak haroa, as quotes the Gemara that I just quoted. El al-kachak nefarish kamash malan de'eina mevia karban. Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban. How do you understand this kamash malan? Kamash malan, you bring a karban and it's not nechal? Or you don't bring a karban at all? Okay, what's that machlokas about? How much of a chshash is it? Of Ksamim, Ksamim is a Rabbana, but is it really based on a Chshash Da'araisa, that maybe there was a Hargasha and she didn't notice it? Or for sure, it's not Da'araisa, but the Chachamim were still Gozer. V'lo Nechal, but continuing the Rambar, V'lo Nechal, Shnei Yamim, V'lo Nechal, Elakar Nefarish, Shekamash, L'deinim V'viya Karban, V'lo Nechal, Shnei Yamim, V'chalok Dumiya D'gimol, Cha Lukin. V'yesh L'dchok, there are those, says the Ramban, that push the pshat in. Shekiva Chirasa Shnayim Vitzricha Shimur Bishlishi Af Al Pishain Din Hakesam Latame Betchila Kivan Shadavar Barer Hudimi Gufa Chazoi Bedinu Shteyasa Zav Gemura Shari Lo Also Lashimur. You might think that if she had two, that she didn't have one day of Shimur as we know, Shemaras Yom Kineged Yom, she needs one day clean. She didn't have that, so maybe that's why it's connected. So, Eze Nachon, I don't think that is the Pshat, I don't think that's correct, says the Ramban. If you look in the Rashba, in the Ramban also, Salka Taita Chava Mina Tekivin the Rasa Shayim Bahar Gusha, Af Kesem Zip Bahar Gusha Bavalavadaita. Right, a little similar to the Ramban, but that would have been the Chava Mina. But okay, Machlokas Rishon, what exactly is the Kamash Malan here in the text? Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Amar Rava. So again, Rabbi Chaim Tigenis, there are some cases that he says, no, I don't think some lead to Ziva, but there are some cases that do, and this is an example of cases that do. Three ksamim, or two re'ios and one kesem. Amar Rava, Bahaza Kinu Rabbi Chaim Tigenis Rabbanan. In the following regard, Rabbi Chaim Tigenis comes up with a very strong svara against the Rabbanan. Chaim Tigenis, you remember in the Mishnah, not in the Brisa, the Brisa which said that the Mishnas v'chachamim are Rabbi Chaim Tigenis, which is more makel in a certain regard. Right, the Tanakhama in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says, you're always chosis bishum zov for ksamim. And Rabbi Chaim Tigenis says, you're not. So, in which case? So here's the svara. So, maishna pachos mi grisin b'makam echad. If you find a stain that is less than 3 grisim, delo chayshina, then for sure she's not a zava gadola, because there's not enough of 3 stains to say that it happened on 3 days. Diamrinan betray yomei chazise. If you find a less than a gris stain, so then you assume that it was only 2 days, only 2 days. Even if you find a stain that's big enough, Nema, Tarti Upalka Migufa Chazis, maybe 2.5 were from her, Ve'idach Agav Zuama Damacholasu. And the other half of a grid, you know, came from someone else. It was the dam of a louse. And even just because there's 3 doesn't mean that she's a Zava. Just like if it's too small, then you're not Choshesh. Even if it's big enough, you shouldn't be Choshesh. V'rabbanan, kima d'ika l'flugi b'kiris v'olachal yom, they're going to say, no, because you can be choshesh, lo talina, because it's possible, so therefore we can't say that it's not going to be. Remember, isurei ziva are isurei, has a status of an isur karis also in terms of the heter im baila. So again, there are a number of elements. There's some of a tara, and then there's this of a heter. So therefore, the Rabbanan say, since it's possible, so you have to be choshesh. For Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, fine. So that's the Rava thinks that Rabbi Chanina has a strong claim to the Rabbanan, but that's what the Rabbanan would answer back. For Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, gimel grisin b'makam echad hu delo chayshinon, haba gimel kamos chayshinon. If we look at the language of the Brisa, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus says, if she finds 3 grisin only in one place, or actually this is in the formulation of Rava's claim of Rabbi Chanina. Only if it's in one place, there's no chash, but if it was in 3 places, chashidan, ha'amrit, but we said in the first statement of Rabbi Chanina in the Gemara, ha'amrit begimel chalukos in, begimel makomos lo. Isn't it in a din of 3 garments, not 3 different places on 1 garment? Right, isn't that how we should understand? So the Gemara said, no, don't be medayik like that from his words. He's talking l'shita sam. L'didi, according to me, says Rabbi Chanina, the only time that you're choshesh is by 3 different garments. Gimel chalukos in, begimel makomos lo. Right, because he's the more hesitant to be choshesh for ziva. Because again, you have the counter pressure. You have the isurim of ziva, but you also have, it's the world of ksamim, it's the Rabbanan. But according to you, if they're all in one spot, then maybe you should say they're not from 3 different days. So if they're in one spot, so then says the Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, shouldn't you at least admit to me? No, because it could be that there's enough there to say that it's 3 different spots on 3 different days, so therefore we have to be choshesh and bring the karbon in that case. Good. This is all, again, the issue of how serious one might say, and the issue of machlokas, how serious do we take the gzeirah of ksamim, which, again, we'll talk about at the beginning of the next parak a little deeper, or also the shash of bringing chulin bazara. You know, you can focus on either one to figure out exactly what is the motivating factor of each of the shitos that are mentioned here. Okay, we continue, though. Tanu Rabbanan, Haroeh Kesem. right? Again, the more ksamim. We'll talk a little more, and then we'll talk about ksamim in general again today, even though it'll come up in a couple of days as well. Haro ksamim, the sources will come up. Haro ksamim ish bo kedei lachaligim agrisa sheikah grisva od choshashesh. Somebody sees a gesem that can be split up equally enough to have three different days. Choshashesh v'imlav ein choshashesh. But if it's not big enough, not choshesh. So now we have a machmer sheet even from the ones that we've had. Up to now we had, if the size is three, you have to be nervous. And another sheet that says, even if the size is three, you don't have to be nervous. So now we're going to have a sheet of, even if it's less than three, you have to be choshesh. Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, Omer Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Achazu v'achazu choshesh. What is achazu? Even if it's less than three grisin. Why? How could it be less than three grisin? I thought it has to be three stains, three different days. No. What if she had a stain at Bein Hashmashos? She had a stain at Bein Hashmashos between day one and between 2 days of her Ziva period, so it could be that that could count for 2 days. So even if she only has two stains, the first stain in between 2 days, that counts for 2 days, and the next stain for the third day, and therefore that's Reb Yossi Shita, this version, Reb Yehuda, by the name of Reb Yossi, even if there is only two grisin, Rechoshesh, that one of them was Pishash Pein Hashmashos, and therefore she would be a Zava Gedola, even with only two stains. So that is the Brisa, Machlokas Tatanakama, and Reb Yehuda ben Agra, Reb Yossi. Amar Rebbe, says Rebbe, Nirin Div Reb Yehuda ben Agra, B'shelo Badka, the Divre Chachamim B'shebadka. Rebbe says, I think there's a chilek. Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra Shita, that we choshesh even by two, that's only if she did not check herself at the time of the Ben Hashmashos. So we think it could be. Could be she had these stains at Shas Ben Hashmashos. So Rebbe says, I think we're understanding these words now in the Havamina in a certain way. The Gemara might exchange it. So though the Shash of Ben Hashmashos makes sense if she did not check herself Peshas Ben Hashmashos, but Divrei Chachamim Bishabadka. But if she checked herself Peshas Ben Hashmashos and she didn't have any stains then you're not Choshesh. That if there's only two stains, that there is a worry. So my batko, my lotka. So we just explained that one way, but let's see if that holds up. So what does it mean? What does Rebbe mean when he says batka and lo batka? So Amar Rava, Kachtinu l'Rabbanan de Beirav the Yadiv Kamri. Rava says, I found the rabbis of Beirav, and they were explaining the following. Hachamayaskina, what does Rebbe mean when he says ka? She batka atzma v'lo batka chaluka. She checked herself, but that she did not check, meaning she checked herself during the Bein Hashmashos times, but she didn't check the Chalukah, Rashi, Vlobatcha Chalukah, Bishnei Yamim, Ella Begimel. She didn't check the garment until the third day, and that's where she found the two sins. V'yaf Atzma Lobatcha, Ella Bein Hashmashos, Yehuda, or Bein Hashmashos, Reb Yossi Lobatcha. And she only checked herself during Reb Yehuda's Bein Hashmashos and not Reb Yossi. Getting into the world of Bein Hashmashos. We know the first Daf in Shas already alludes to this. Rabbi Yehuda holds, as we usually assume, that Bein Hashmashos is a time period. It extends for a certain amount of time. And then Rabbi Yossi has no. Rabbi Yossi says Bein Hashmashos is keherif ayin. It's like the blink of an eye is at the end. We'll see if there's any overlap. That's going to be a machlokas. Rabbi Yossi's Bein Hashmashos is only at the end. So, of the time period. So the Gemara says, maybe that's what Rabbi is referring to. A case where the woman checked Bein Hashmashos, but only of Rabbi Yehuda, not of Rabbi Yossi. And that's really the machlokas here. It's not a ksamim machlokas. It's a Bein Hashmashos machlokas. The Rabban Savri, the Rabbanan holds Bein Hashmashos to Rabbi Yossi, Lailahu. The Bein Hashmashos of Rabbi Yossi, that's already nighttime. You don't have to worry about that. V'ha Badka Bein Hashmashos Rabbi Yehuda. She checked herself during the Bein Hashmashos of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore you don't have to be worried about a kesem at Bein Hashmashos, because she checked herself during Bein Hashmashos, and that's why the Chachamim say in this brisa that you only need a gris. You need a gris of three. You need a state of three grisim in order to have any problems. Two is going to be not a problem because they checked during Bein Hashmashos. She checked during Bein Hashmashos for Rabbi Yossi Latayme, and Rabbi Yossi quoted here, right? Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, the name of Rabbi Yossi is Lashita. So Rabbi Yossi Latayme, the Amar Bein Hashmashos Fekahave. Bein Hashmashos is still a suffix. Since she didn't check herself during that Bein Hashmashos moment, so there's a chash that maybe she had a riyah then. If she had a riyah then, it could count for 2 days, and therefore she is a choshesh, that she's a zava gadola, even though she only has a stain of two grisim. That is what the rabbis of Beirav, how they interpreted Rebbe's words. V'amina lehu ana. But now Rav is talking, right? Rav says, this is one explanation the rabbi said, but I think differently. V'amina lehu ana. Ilma le yadeha be'eineha kol ben ha-shvashos. If she had her hand there, she was actually checking the entire time of a ben ha-shvashos in that spot, even of Rebbe Yehuda Yafetem Omrim, I think that would be a good shot. That the Rabbanim would say that she's not Choshes, because she was checking the entire time. You think the woman knows exactly, and she was there the exact, every moment of Ben Hashmashos? Maybe she checked, and maybe right after she finished checking, there was a year right then. How can you be so certain that she checked the entire Ben Hashmashos? I said to them, the Amruli, and they answered me, yeah, ki kamrina, kishasi yadea abeneh, I'll call Ben Hashmashos. Yeah, that's the case. That's the case of Machlokas. And that's the case that Rebbe said, as we'll see, he commented that I like one in one case and one in the other case. But what is the case of Machlokas? At this stage, we think that she checked during Ben Hashmashos of Rebbe Yehuda and not the Ben Hashmashos of Rebbe Yossi. So again, the Machlokas, the Ben Hashmashos of Rebbe Yehuda, which we know is a time period, is based on a big discussion in two places in Shas, in Shabbos and in Psachim, Shabbos Lamed Dalet, Lamed Hei, Psachim Tzadi Dalet, Amid Aleph, in terms of how long is this Ben Hashmashos. The Gemara in Psachim says that between Shkia and Seis, we discussed this a couple of weeks ago, but the Gorm Sachem says that between Shkia and Seis is the time it takes to walk 4 mil. Between Shkia and Seis. So we usually think that that's Ben Hashmashos. The problem is that the Gemara in Shabbos says that Ben Hashmashos is the time it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil. Much shorter time. So Shkia to Seis is 4 mil. Ben Hashmashos is 3/4 of a mil. So how do you put those two Gemaras together? So that's the Machlokas we've shown him. Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in, again in Tosfos there, says that there are two Shkias, comes up with this famous Shita of two Shkias. There's Shkia, there's the 3/4 of a mil, meaning they overlap. The 3/4 of a mil is at the beginning of the 4 mil time. And at the end of the first 3/4 of a mil, so that is not Vadai Laila, according to Rabbeinu Tam. At that time, it's still Safek Yom, Safek Laila. At T1, there's Vadai Yom, only Ben Hashmashos. I'm sorry, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if I said it, I might have said the opposite, that before the first, there are two Shkias, according to Rabbeinu Tam, before the first Shkia, obviously, what we call sunset, it's Vadai Yom, and that's for 3/4 of a mil. The last part, right, I think I said the opposite. The last part of the 4 mil, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the last 3/4 of a mil, that's Ben Hashmashos. And that's Yom Safek Laila. So after what we call sunset, for 3 1/4 mil, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's still Vada Yom. And only the second Shkia after that creates Ben Hashmashos, and that's why many who hold of Rabbeinu Tam, a real Rabbeinu Tam, you know, hold of a much later Zman, regarding various halachos. That is Rabbeinu Tam. If you look in the Gra in Hilchos Shabbos, in Reis Samach Aleph says a long piece, but two words, Hachush Machish. He says, how can you say it's not Shkia yet? Look outside, it's pitch black outside. Right? I find that hard to believe. So that's why the Vilna Gaon says the opposite. The Vilna Gaon says, no, 3/4 of a mil is the first 3/4 right after what we call sunset. And after that, there's two tzeises, so to speak. Tzeis, and then tzeis kolak ochavim, with some halachic nafkaminas. But right away, it is vadai, right after the first 3/4 of a mil, it's vadai laila. So those are the 2 days to understand, and that's why there are so many differences, in practice that we have. There are some achronim that seem to Rav Soloveitchik and others based on Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachas, that certain halachas should go by the first shkia even according to Rabbeinu Tam. Like Kfilas Mincha, he held. Dam nifsal b'shkia sachama. If tefillah goes by dam and dam becomes nifsal in the first shkia, okay. But there are others that obviously the practice of many is not like that. There are many tshuvas about bris milah. If a baby's born during this time, when's bris milah? Very serious. If the baby's born during the Ben Hashmashos, even during the Vada Yom of Rabbeinu Tam, are you going to do a bris milah on Shabbos for that? So much are we going to be doche? So again, it depends how much one is just choshesh or one is really holds of this shita. But what's important is two other points. Number one, there's a third shita. It's a third shita, less known, but we have a practice based on it. Him, Sefer Yireim, Reb Lezmi Metz, the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam argues on Rabbeinu Tam. Lezmi Metz says that 3/4 of a mil is before the 4 mil, is before shkia. Bein Hashmashos is before Shkia, according to the Yireim, and therefore, you know, really it's Safeg Yom, Safeg Laila, even before Shkia. So that's pretty scary then, because that would mean that it would be, we have to stop doing Malacha, let's Shabbos, 3/4 of a meal before Shkia. So generally, that's not Me'ikar Adin, but that is the Minog of Am Yisrael in many places. Why? Because as we know, Minog is like 18 minutes before Shkia. Where does that come from? It doesn't come from Chai. Right, it's a nice number. Why do we hold that? So there's a mitzvah of Tosefes, as we'll talk about more of Ezrem soon, but where does that come from? So there's three different shitas. How long in halacha is a mil? Does it take to walk a mil? 18, 22 and a half, or 24 minutes? So if we say the mil is 24 minutes, then 3/4 of a mil is 18 minutes. And that is where the 18 minutes comes from before Shkia. It's the Bein Hashmashos of the Yireim that we're choshesh for. Again, if we have to go into the 18 minutes, make or a din, we do not hold like it, but that's where the 18 minutes comes from. It's the longest shear of a mil, 24 minutes, 3/4 of that is 18, and that's why we buy. But that's why the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Reish Samach Aleph, that lechatchila one should light 20 minutes before Shkia. That's why some have the minhag, shuls have the minhag of lighting not 18, but 20, that is Reish Samach Aleph, Sif Katan Chav Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah says, Vaimbir Alacha, Tulukul Yama Shir Shlosher Boy Mil, Mishtanafi Yazman Vahamakom, Vechulu, Akein Yishli Zarma Oshlalasim Lacha Motzi Shabbos. Motzi Shabbos. Let me just find where he talks about this. Shulchan Yishli Zar Shlalasim Malacha Acha Shachaskas Vainain, Vafilu Malacha Malachas Mitzvah, Kugon Alachas Neiris. I think he quotes this, Ulachila, Ein Lahamtad Aregal Acharon, Rak Yaktim Havakasam, Mishash Hashemes Barashi Ilanos, Mishmak Malatma Prejas Mami Malacha, Chatzi Shah, Oal Kalpanim, Shlish Sha'a, Kodem Shkia, Ashrelo. Somebody's Machmer and Sapsui Malacha half an hour, or at least 20 minutes before Shkia, praised is he. Why? To who Yotzi Bazei Deshitas Kalarishonim. Because this way is Yossi Ola Rishonim. Chaf Aleph, you look in the Sharatzion, Chaf Aleph, Afinu L'shitas Rebelezer Bimet. Right, even according to the Yireim. Vafilu Im Nispar Demilu Chaf Dal Minut. Even if you're right, it's the most Machmer Shita. 24 minutes, and Rebelezer Bimet, so that's 18 minutes before, and then 20 minutes, why? V'yotzi Bizeh, Midina Gam Tosefa Shabbos Labi Achronim. You have 2 minutes for Tosefa Shabbos. So it's 18 minutes, Tosefa Shabbos, and that's where the 20 minutes comes from, but that's in terms of what Bein Hashmashos is. That's all Bein Hashmashos to Rabbi Yehuda. All this is assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, because that is what the poskim assume. Rabbi Yossi is just Keharif Ayin. What the actual minutes are, Hashem will get to soon. Maybe just mention one other point, and that is the whole idea of Tosefes, which was just mentioned here, also, which the Gemara says it in four places, but Farish, the mystery is the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam does not quote the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. Right? That's a explicitly. All different suggestions of the Achronim, how it's implicit in certain halachas, but explicitly doesn't quote it, and that's why the language of the Shulchan Aruch there in Reish Samach Aleph in Ilchas Halachas Neiris, the Shulchan Aruch's language is Yesh Omrim Shetzarch Losa Michal Al Kodesh. Yesh Omrim, it's a Gemara. What do you mean Yesh Omrim? That's the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha Naktu Balashan Yesh Omrim Mishum Da Rambam Chulek Alzeh Kamosh Mavur Beis Yosef. Right, that the Rambam doesn't quote Tosefes Shabbos. He only quotes Tosefes by Inui of Yom Kippur. Quoted by Shabbos. The question is, how does he do that? The Gemara says it in a few places. It seems to be pretty clear. Halacha. Okay, different suggestions given. Maybe we'll talk about some of those later. Okay, let's continue. So, back to the Gemara. The Gemara says that there is a machlokas between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yossi about if a woman finds a 2-gris stain. A 2-gris stain. Does she have to be worried that she might be a Zava Gadola? What do you mean 2 gris? What do you mean that she needs 3 stains? No, it could be she needs 3 days. No, maybe the 2 grisin, one of them was that Bein Hashmashos, which counts for both before and after. That was the machlokas. And then Rebbe commented, like Rabbi Yossi Shita, meaning Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, Bashim Rabbi Yossi, if she did not check, and Rabbi the Chachamim when she did check. So now, Amar Rebbe, now the Gemara is going to explain Rebbe's comment. Amar Rebbe, Nirin Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, Kisha Lo Batka, My Lo Batka. What does that mean? I like his shita when she did not check. Does that mean that she did not check in the later Bein Hashmashos, right? Only in the earlier ones. Michlal to Rabbi Yehuda Savar. So if Rabbi says, I like Rabbi Danagar Shita Kishalobatka, but it must be Rabbi Yehuda himself says, Right, even if she checked, because Rebbe says, I like Yeshita in this case, but he must say Yeshita in all cases. So if Rebbe says, I like Yeshita if she didn't check the whole time, Master the Yehuda says, if she did check the whole time, but Abatka, but she checked. She checked the entire time of Banish Masha, so why would you say that we have to be Choshesheshes? So Elef Shita, Abatka, lo bid Rebbe Yehuda, lo bid Rebbe Yossi. It must be that, no, Rebbe says, I like Yeshita if she didn't check at all. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda Shita could just be bumped one up. Avo batka bidi Rabbi Yehuda, velo batka bidi Rabbi Yossi, lo chaisha. But if she only checked, if she checked in one at least, in the larger one, if Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yossi, then yoti choshish alma, ben as prashas Rabbi Yossi, le Rebbe, lai lehu. So it must be because Rebbe holds that Rabbi Yossi's ben as prashas is already nighttime. And that's why, as long as she checks during the ben as prashas of Rabbi Yehuda, so that's all I'm worried about. Ema seifa, but if you're mashma, the next line, we have the opposite mashmos, v'divrei chachamim kishabadka. And Rebbe says, I like the Rabbanan Shita, that you're not choshesh, kishabadka. My badka, when? Ilema de badka bid Rebbe Yehuda, v'lo badka bid Rebbe Yossi, mechal de Rabbanan savri, avagav de lo badka v'chavai alo chashinan. It would be mashma that the Rabbanan would say, even if she didn't do any check of Ben Hashmashas, no worries. But alo badka, why not? Maybe she saw Ben Hashmashas. Elab Shita, it must be nowhere. Rebbe's referring to the case, to Batka, Bein Bid Rebbe Yehuda, Bein Bid Yossi. Rebbe's saying that she checked in all cases. That's why I'm not worried. Aval Batka, Bid Rebbe Yehuda, Velo Batka, Bid Rebbe Yossi, Chashinon. But if she checked only in the first Ben Hashmashas, she would be Choshashas. Alma, Ben Hashmashas, Rebbe Yossi, Le Rebbe, Sveikahave. So it would be the opposite Mashmos of Rebbe. So Kasha, the Rebbe, other Rebbe. So there's different mashmas about what Rebbe holds about Ben Hashmashas. Does he hold of Rebbe Yehuda's Ben Hashmashas or Rebbe Yossi's Ben Hashmashas? Different mashmas from each line of his statement. For answers, Hachi Ka'amar, this is how you should understand Rebbe Shita. Not, I like A here and I like B here, but, as the Gemara often says, Nirin Divir Rebbe Yehuda Ben Agra Lirabanan. I think that Rebbe Yehuda Ben Agra, meaning Rebbe Yossi, is near it to the Rabbanan Shita, meaning I think in the following case there's no machlokes to Lobatka Klal. Lobatka means she didn't check at all. Lo bidru Yehuda, lo bidru Rabbi Yossi. I think there's no machlokes if the woman didn't check at all during Ben Hashmashas. Why? Shachachamim lo nechgo alav, because the Rabbanan only argue if she did at least a partial check. Evo debatka bidru Yehuda, lo batka bidru Rabbi Yossi. If the woman didn't check at all at Ben Hashmashas, then everybody agrees that she's choshesh, that this two grist stain came on 3 days. If she checked at least partially, bidir Rabbi Yehuda, that's the machlokas. Aval hechad lo batka klal, module. But if she didn't check at all, so then everyone would be mode. That is Rebbe's comment. Rebbe's just commenting about the machlokas, not what he holds about shitas in the machlokas. Period. Stop there for a moment. Ben Hashmashas also, in general, this could also relate to the Rambam that we mentioned before, is a unique principle. And again, I think we mentioned this also recently, but again, the gallus of the daf is that we come back to these ideas over and over. Ben Hashmashas is a suffix case. So Ben Hashmashas has to be understood, not as exactly the same, but you could always look at it and have questions about Ben Hashmashas and Koy and Androgynous. Right? All of those three are suffix statuses. And each one has to analyze, is it really suffix-eh? And maybe Eliyahu Navi will come and tell us which one it is. Or is it a din suffix? Or is it is a doubtful status, betoras vadai? Kadosh Baruch Hu created this status and gave it elements of both. It's not that you're not sure. And Ben Hashmashas, it's not like that there's 1 second. Maybe this is a machlokas of Yudin Rabbi Yossi. Could be. Rabbi Yossi who says, Keharafayin, maybe he says, no, it's that millisecond. Hashem, you know, could cut time all the way until this is Yom and this is Laila. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda says no. Yehuda says there's a time period that's Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila Medina. That's the language of the Ritva in Yuma Daf Mem Zayin, which Achronim like to quote, where the Ritva compares Ben Hashmashas to a certain area of the Beis HaMikdash, which is Suffolk Chol, Suffolk Kodesh. So it's not that you're not sure, but it has a din of both. A din of both. And that's the Ritva, Kisafek Ben Hashmashas, Sheyesh Bo Min Hayom Umin Halayla. Hachanami Yesh Bo Mi Bifnim, Yesh Bo Mi Machutz. Right, there's difference. There's, and that could be the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, and it could be related to the Rambam as well. Interesting, fascinating. The Gemara says in Shabbos Laman Hey that if somebody does malacha on Bein Hashmashas Friday night and on Motzi Shabbos, so then he is chayav achatas. Chayav achatas. Why? Rashi there explains in Shabbos, if he did malacha at the exact same moment on Friday night at Motzi Shabbos. Why do you need that? Because then Mimanav Shach, he did malacha on Shabbos. Right? If it's the exact same, either Friday was Shabbos or Motzi Shabbos was Shabbos. One of them was. So that's Rashi. If you look in the Rambam doesn't have that limitation. The Rambam just quotes the Gemara. Perakei, Halacha Dalad, in Ilcha Shabbos, the Rambam just quotes. Right? Rashi quotes, Deleka Lesfuke Lahai Betchiloso Lahai Besofo. But if you look in the Rambam, he's not Machalek. He just said, if you do Ben Hashmashas. So what do you mean? It could be at different times during Ben Hashmashas, and you're still going to be Chayev? So Moshe Salvik explains, or Salvation quotes this in Rishima Shiurim and Sukkah, on Daf Yud, the Shah Rambam Sover, Shekol Rega Shal Ben Hashmashas Mahav Esafik Yom Vesafik Laila, Al Pidin, V'yishkib Iman Afshach, Gam Ba'osem Alachto, V'zmanim Shonim Shal Ben Hashmashas. According to that, though, the only question is, maybe you should be Chayev two Karbanas. Because if it's two Ben Hashmashas and each one, so then Lachar maybe you'd be Chayev two. Okay. And there are other, other evidence of this also, that it's a din of Tarsasri. And then he says at the end, V'nir Elisha din tar Tarsasri Ben Hashmashas, Nioman mi Parshas Bracious. B'yom Rishon shall Parshas Bracious Ksiv, V'yikra Elokim la'or yom, V'lachoshech karalayla. Hashem called the Or Yom and the Choshech Laila. The pasuk says, "Halayla matchil im haChoshech, v'im bias haOr." The Laila starts with Choshech and ends with the Or coming. Lefisa nechshav ben Hashmashas liYom. So ben Hashmashas is Yom, but it says that you can la Or Yom, but la Choshech kara Laila, the Choshech Laila, but ben Hashmashas then would be called Yom. Hari Adan Yishpo Or at Tzeizak Ochavim. L'umat Zeb Yom Revik Siv Yima Oras Berkiya Shemayim Lahavdil Beina Yom Aveina Laila. L'fiya Pasuk Azeh Mascha Laila Mshkiyas Achama. Because the sun's not there anymore. Ben Hashmashas Nachshav Laila. Yotze, he says, if you read the Pesukim carefully, Shadin Shal Ben Hashmashas Tarti Desasri Shel Yom V'Laila Be'etzem Zmano V'Chaluso. He quotes the Safas Paneach that also relates to this as well. Okay, let's see. Says the Gemara Ever Aminu. V'raminu. Up until now, Reb Yehuda ben Agra, right, held that, like the Ben Hashmashas of Reb Yossi, right, he was the one, because he quoted Reb Yossi, and he was the one that held like Reb Yossi's Ben Hashmashas at the end. So now we will have a different version. V'raminu, haroa kesem, if a woman sees a kesem, l'riya maruba, if she sees a three gris kesem, choshashas, l'riya muetas in a choshashas. If it's only two, she's not, zu divrei, Reb Yehuda ben Agra, ashamim shum Reb Yossi. That's the opposite Shita that we quoted in his name before this, right? We had on the bottom of the previous Abad, Achazu v'achazu choshashash, even by two. And this version of the Brisa is that, no, you're not choshesh if it's not big. Amr Rebbe, Anisha Mati Mimenu, Rebbe says, I argue, I heard from Rebbe Yossi, Sha'achazu v'achazu choshashash, as we had earlier. Umenatama zeh Amarli, and this is the following svara why Rabbi Yossi says you have to be machmir. Umay ilu nida shlo efrisha v'tara ben amikcha v'lamala lo te v'cheskas tmeya. If a nida, again, nida daraisa. If a nida daraisa at the end of her 7 days doesn't do a hefzik tara, and she has no idea whether she stopped bleeding or not, is she muteris l'vayla? A woman, a nida daraisa, at the end of 7 days, doesn't matter what happened during the seven, as long as she's clean at the end of the seven, so she's muteris, and if she doesn't check, then she's tmeya. So here too, if she had a two gris stain, if she didn't check, then shouldn't you have to be choshesheshes? V'nired dvarav kishabadka. And now Rebbe is talking, and I think he is correct, kishabadka. Right, this is a different version as we had. So my badka, what does Rebbe here mean by badka? Ilema de badka b'drabi hudav l'badka b'drabi yosi. If she only checked the first half, michlal, Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra savar, must Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra, who in this brisa is the one will make a one. Avagav de lo badka, lo b'drabi hudav, lo b'drabi yosi, lo chaisha. Even if there's no checking, she's not choshes anything, v'halo badka. But what do you mean she didn't check? So maybe she did see Abayin Hashmashas. Ela pshita, debatka, bein bedir Rabbi Yehuda, bein bedir Rabbi Yossi. It must be then when Rebbe says, kishet batka, is when she checked in both. Michlal Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, savar batka bedir Rabbi Yehuda, velo batka bedir Rabbi Yossi, lo chaisha. If she only checked in the first one, she's not choshashas. Alma, according to this version, bein Hashmashas, de Rabbi Yossi, le Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, lailahu. Right? So it's a steerer between versions of Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. Kasha Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. So the Gemara answers. Bishlama below Rabbi. Without Rabbi's comment of the machlokas, lo kasha, there wouldn't be a problem. Hasam debatka b'Rabbi Yehuda v'labatka b'Rabbi Yosi. Hacha debatka nami b'Rabbi Yehuda u'b'Rabbi Yosi. You could just be mechalik between the cases. But Ela b'Rabbi, but according, because Rabbi said nirin, and we had to interpret his version of the machlokas, that's why we have a kasha. Ela b'Yehuda kasha. Trei tanai leave the Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. So, two later Tanoim in the view of Yehuda ben Agra. Hai Tana Savar, one Tana holds, Shalom ben Ashrashas Rebbe Yehuda, Vahadar Chai ben Ashrashas Rebbe Yosi. There's no overlap between the Ben Hashmashos, and therefore if you only quote a check during one and not during the other, you still have to be worried. Vahai Tana Savar, Ben Ashrashas Rebbe Yosi, Mesach Shayach with Rebbe Yehuda. The other Tana says that no, the Ben Ashrashas Rebbe Yosi, there is an overlap, and therefore, if you check in Rabbi Yehuda, you are checking in Rabbi Yosi, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Good. So this was all a little bit about Ben Hashmashos and about Ksamim. The line on the bottom, though, back on Amun Aleph, was important, Lamaisa, right? The language that the Gemara said, if Anita is not Mafrisha, Mina Mincha V'Lamala, Lo De Becheskas Tmeya, so when does Hefzik Tara have to be done? Lamaisa. So the Gemara's line was about Anita Daraisa. So what about Lamaisa? Bizman Hazeh. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses that in Kuf Tzadi Vav, there's the Lachadchila and there's the Bidiyevet. Lachadchila and Bidiyevet. The Shulchan Aruch says, and when is the Hefzik Tara done today? Day 5. Lamaisa. We discussed that earlier. That day 5 of the days of waiting before starting to count the Shiva Nekiyim. Not on day 4 at night. That was the Stukim, if you remember, right? Yom Shaposekes Bo. That was on Daaf Lamed Gimel or so. That Stukim held that the day that you do the Hefzik count as day 1. We say the day is day 0. That's the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, where they quote that Yom Shaposekes Bo Monaz Laminyan Shiva. It's around there that Yom Shaposekes Bo. Yeah, Lama Gimel Aleph. Yom Shaposekes Bo Sivad Laminyan Shiva. Right, that was the minhag of those that we don't hold by. That we don't hold by. Right, we have paskin that it is day 0 when you do the hefsek. So on that day, at the end of day 5, says the Shulchan Aruch, she does a Hefzik Tara. When is the Hefzik Tara done? The Shulchan Aruch says, Shiras Yamim Shavazov Soferes Maskilim Mimachos Yam Shapaskava. Vakach Mishpata. Tir Shne Yamim Moshlo Shapaskim Miliros, Bodesim Yam Shapaska, Fish Tifzak Patara. Right? Vatika Zu Tiyas Samuch Laben Ashmashus. Samuch Laben Ashmashus. Right? That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Vachay Nogin Lachadchila. Ubidiyever Afila Lobadka Atma Rak Shachris. Umata Atma Tara Sagi Bekach. But then the Ramah adds, that b'diavad even a shachris b'dika would work, and that is generally what we advise, because many times, especially during the winter months, women get busy and then they forget and they don't do it. Just do a b'dika in the morning, and if you can do one later close to Ben Hashmash, it's fine. If not, it's okay. It's okay. It works b'diavad, but that is the lechadchila to do it closer to Ben Hashmashos, as the language of the Gemara here is. But again, you don't want to get too close, because then you might, she might miss it. Good. That's the Shulchan Aruch, and then the post can talk about when this is mutter. There is one case that that you can't do a b'dika shachris, and that's if the Riyah of that day. That's what Tosfos says here on Amud Aleph. Tosfos in Dibur Maschil Umah, right, if she's doing a b'dika on Yom Shvi, okay, but that really doesn't come up that often. Okay, weiter. Tana Rabbanan. Again, there's more here. There's a Chashuk Echemet here, but we'll have to wait with that right now. Tana Rabbanan, Aroa Kesem, Mitama Atzma, V'kachem L'mafreya Divrei Rebbe. If a woman sees a Kesem, then she is Mitamei Atzma. Atzma here, Rashi says, means Taharos, V'kachem L'mafreya. It goes backwards till, Rashi, Achaz Kibus. The last time that this beged was washed. We have to assume that maybe right when she wore it, since the last washing, she had the re'iyah, and since then, whatever she touched, Taurus and Kachim are Tameh. Devei Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Kachim Mitama. No, Kachim go backwards. Atzma in the Mitama. Atzma does not go all the way to Shas Kibus. It only goes at most 24 hours. Why? Shlo Yekis Machamer Mi Riyasa. Remember the first mission in the Masechta? For the Masechta says she goes back 24 hours by a re'iyah. Right, maybe this is she had a riyah 24 hours ago, but kesem is going to be more chaver than that. Kesem is in the world of the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, oh, but see, no, kiss, so why does Rav Shimon Elazar say it by kachim? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela tani hachi, Rav Shimon Elazar omer, af kachim in a matama, shlote ksama chomor meiriyasa l'chol davar. Rav Shimon Elazar says, nothing goes more than 24 hours back because it can't be more chomor than the ri'iyah. Period. Tana Rabbanan, other halachas of ksamim. Rasa kesem v'achakach rasa dam. Woman sees a kesem and then dam. Tole kisma biriyasa. What does that mean? Me'es la'es. That means she does not have to go backwards at all for the kesem. We assume that really the kesem is related to the following ri'ya. Nothing happened before the kesem, before you found the kesem, and therefore Rebbe says you're allowed to attribute the kesem to the following ri'ya. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Yomo. Shimon Elazar says, no, Yomo, you only could attribute the kesem to the following Re'iyah if it's on the same halachic day. If it's on a previous halachic day, so then, no, the kesem is separate, and you could have to go to Lamar Freya somewhat for the kesem separately. Amar Rebbe, Nirin Dvarav Midvarai, I like Rav Shimon Elazar's words more than mine. Why? Shum Esachna Vanima Avsa. Because he's more Mekel. He's more Mekel. Gemara says, he is? Seems like he's more machmir. Misakhna, abusi mabisla. He needs to be more machmir because you count the kesem separately if it's on a separate halachic day. You don't just attribute it to the following ri'ya. So amaravina efach. So either switch it, meaning I like my shita more than his because I'm mekel. That's Rebbe. Or Rav Nachman amar olam lo tefach. Or you say you don't switch it. There are cases that Rebbe Shimon Elazar is mekel. Shehu misakhin hil chosel l'dei ziva v'anim avis hil chosel l'dei ziva. What's a case that will be more makel according to Rav Shimon Elazar, if you count these kesem as day one of Nida, and then it's going to have an afkamina in terms of when Yimei Ziva start. Right? And therefore, it could come out a kula for Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. For example, Rashi quotes one example. Ziva. Ziva if it wasn't on the same halachic day, then the kesem is not viewed as the same as the ri'yah. Umone, you may need us, mimei ri'yasa. But you never count you may nida or ziva from a kesem. Right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Ein b'ksamim mishum vestos. Right, even if there's a kesem, that certain halachas kick in for chashos, but the days of Yimei Ziva and Nida go by the Re'iyah. So if the kesem was yesterday and the Re'iyah is today, so then only the second day is the first day of Nida. Ve'en Yimei Ziva maschilen ad Yimei Yom Ches L'Re'iyasa, only 8 days later, 8 days is going to be the beginning of her Yimei Ziva. L'Rebbe Monem Yom Mitzias Kisma, but according to Rebbe, the kesem and the ri are connected. You're going to start counting the nida a day earlier. The aflahaka v'litma l'elshi l'chisma in paska. And the question is, can she go to the mikveh at the end of her days of nida? So it could come out as a kula for Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar against Rabbi, and that's why Rabbi says that who misakna v'anima afsa. Remember the language of the Gemara beginning of Brachas on Dav Dalid, where David HaMelech says, I'm here, all the other kings sleep late, and I'm here being osek in halacha l'taher isha l'baila. Meaning, we try to be mekel in the world of Hilchas Nida. And that's also, Rebbe says, you know, I like his shita better, but because we always try to be mekel in this area of halacha. Regarding samim and re'iyah l'maisa, it's very crucial discussion. Again, the post can discuss that very often a woman, as she gets her period, as she gets her re'iyah, she first has a couple of days of samim. And then Re'iyah. So we paskin that, as we just said, as Rashi says here, the Re'iyah in terms of the Vestos do not start from the Ksamim. Right? The Ksamim can count for the 5 days because the Ksamim are days of Halachic Prisha and the 5 days are just about Poleta Shech Vazera. So we're allowed to count those 5 days in terms of the Halachic Prisha. But in terms of when the Vestos are for the following month, that only goes by the Re'iyah. We assume something's happening with the Ksamim. Something's starting. That doesn't mean that you count the Re'iyah yet, like Rashi says here. Okay. Boy mine, Rabbi Zeir Merev Asi. Ksamim tzrichen efzik taro lo. Do we need efzik taro? Do we treat Ksamim like on the level of a regular Re'iyah and you would have to be mafzik batara? Ishtik v'lamar level amidi. So he didn't. Rav Asi didn't give an answer. Zidin Mashkechei. Sometimes he found the Yasa of a Kamer, and sometimes he said Tolek Sama Biri Yasa Meis Leis Divrei Rebbe. He quoted this brisa that we just had that Rebbe says if you have a kesem and then a re'iyah, you could be tolo the kesem on the following ri'iyah, and therefore not have to go backwards from the time of the kesem. V'amar Reish Lakish v'hu shebatka. Reish Lakish adds, but this is only as long as the woman herself treated the kesem as part of the ri'iyah. That's v'hu shebatka. As she did, as long as she did a hefsek at the end of the seventh day from the kesem, so we see she's treating the ri'iyah and the kesem as one. If she didn't, if she in her mind it was separate, then Reish Lakish says, then we have to treat it as separate. For Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Shlomo Batka. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even if she didn't treat it, you go by what it is, not how what she treated it is. But what do you see from that whole discussion? The whole issue is that she's doing hefsek tara for a kesem. Amar lei michlal diksamim suyuchan hefsek tara. Amar lei in, he says, correct. Amar hasim nisagin ba'mi nachal amar lev lamidi. But I've asked you this before and you never gave me an answer. Dilma agav shitvei chasi lecha. Was it because you were so focused on doing your chazara, you didn't focus on what the mashmo is, what you can be mashma from your discussions? You were just saying it very quickly. Amar lei in, he says, yes, agav shitvei asili. True. I didn't focus on it. But really, Lamaisa, that is obviously we hold that one needs a hefsek tara for ksamim. Right, again, simin kuf. We'll have to get to this later on in the next parak. But kuf tzadi is the big simin in Shulchan Aruch, all about ksamim. All about ksamim is simin kuf tzadi. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says, Dvar Torah eina isha metama v'lo asur l'bayla achetargish yetadam ibsara v'chamim gadzor kesem. Shinimsa begufa obe begadeha, she temeya, yasura labaila, afilo hergisha, afilo badkatsma, umatsa tahora, vitsricha, hefsik tara. She tibdo gatsma, vitimsa tahora. Right? That is the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Tzadi. Aleph, being passing like our Gemara, that if a woman is temeya mishim ksamim, she needs a hefsik tara. Viacharkatim neshim nekiyim, chutz mi yomamitsiya, keelu, keelu rasa vadai. As if she had a vadai ri'iyah, right? We treat ksamim as a ri'iyah. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph, Sif Katan Aleph, in Sif Aleph. In the last Sif, Sif Nun Dalid, is Eimek Samim Shem Vestos, as we just said. Right, that's what we just did the first and the last Sif in that Simen, Kuf Tzadi. Good. There's also an issue here talking about the woman being aware and how she's treating it. That's also something that's come up in the past. And that is, if you look in the Pisrei Tshuva, a woman is supposed to generally always know whether she's a Nida or not a Nida. And that's why if she ever asks a shayla and the rav has to get back to her, so then the rav would say, you know, think of yourself as tahora unless proven otherwise. Because if she doesn't, so then that's it's a shayla. The Pisrei Tshuva quotes this. In Kuf Tzadi Vav Sif Katan Dalid, the Pisrei Tshuva quotes the Me'ilts, the Shla. Right, first, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, talks about Sefir Shiva Nekiyim. The Shla Kadosh says that she should count, actually, right, Timna Sefir Sekiyim, Timna B'chol Yom, Hayom, Yom B'chulu, because it says B'safrala, we generally paskin not that way. But in the Me'ilt Staka there, in the Pisrei Tshuva, here, it's the early one, Sifkat and Gimel. Right, if she's not sure whether she's Tahor or Temeya, that could mess her up. The Chumra, of the Me'ilt Staka, according to the Pisrei Tshuva, generally a woman should always focus and think of herself as Tahora, unless otherwise proven. So that's also related to this about B'husha Batka. Okay, finishing up, let's just do the Mishnah. Mishnah, Haroe Yom Yud Aleph Ben Ashmashas. Once Ben Ashmashas came up, if a woman sees Ben Ashmashas at the transitionary days in her halachic existence, she sees Yud Aleph at the end of her 11 days, right, of Ziva. Tchilas Nida v'sof Nida. Or she sees Tchilas v'sof Nida. We're going to say this doesn't really mean it. Really, it should be Tchilas Nida and Sof Ziva. Tchilas Ziva v'sof Ziva. So we'll reinterpret that in the Gemara. Yom Arba Mazach V'yom Shalom L'Nakeva. Or day 40 at the end of Yemei Tahara for a Zachar, or the end of day 80 for a Nekeva. So all of these, she's switching areas of halachot, from Mutter to Aser, from Aser to Mutter, from Nida to Zava, V'chulu, Bein Ashmashas, L'kulan Harein Toh. So in all these cases, she's mixed up, because she's not going to know whether she is a Zava, whether she's a Nida, whether she's Yemei Tameh, whether she's Yemei Tohar. So she will all have to be, take into account all the possibilities. The chiddush that some achronim say is that we don't say, let's say from Nita, Zava, Zava, Nita, we don't say, well, Zava is an illness, so maybe we should be tola this on Nita, because that's more common, and that's what happens every month. So maybe you would have thought that Kamash Malan, Ben Ashmashas, so we're Choshesh for both, you'd be Machmir. You don't just assume that it's Nida, more than Zivas. So that's one of the Havaminas of what the Chiddush is. Amar Bishua, and Bishua adds on, Acha, the Mesachna Mesa Shotos, Bo Mesachna Mesa Pikos, before you talk about the Shotos, which literally means fools. The Gemara is going to say, it means the confused ones. But there are cases that of women that are not confused, that also we have to figure out exactly what their schedule is, and that's what the Gemara is going to do, Be'ez Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Gemara. And again, keep in mind all of the Siyum, Be'ez Hashem, and Shiurim that are coming up. Again, the Thursday night in the Yogizel of Woodmere, the Sunday morning in the two programs run by the OU, in the Young Israel Lawrence Cedars, and in the Romer Shul in Teaneck. Be'ez Hashem, everybody feel free and join us to be able to finish and to start, Be'ez Hashem, the next cycle of the Daf Yomi. Okay, we'll stop here.